Amazing stuff, right? What are you thinking, Jason?
Essex.
Amazing. Some of you know Jason. He's here once or twice a month. He is a friend, really good friend. By the way, my biblical question is, where do you get your identity? Where do you get your identity? That's my biblical question for the week. Jason is here, Jason Otley. He's a health and wellness expert. He's also taking your calls about health and wellness and the founder of Live, Inspire, Transform.com. Is it .com?
Yes, sir.
And I work out. Jason trained me. It's amazing. I highly recommend you give it a try. You won't regret it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How you doing?
Doing well.
And so I know you got married. How's married life?
Oh, it's almost a year. October. So it's been great.
This October will be a year. This next month.
Yes, it's happened so fast.
That's amazing that a year gone by like that.
Yep.
Wow, and you like it?
I love it.
Really?
Yes.
What you love about it?
I mean, just to be out of wedlock. You know, you're not supposed to be.
Right.
You know, you're supposed to be married. I mean, that's my belief, you know.
So yeah, no, you're right.
To have that, and it feels good.
Amazing. Tell the folks a little bit about you, and mm-hmm. we're going to take some calls, and how do you know what you know?
Yeah. Well, honestly, I just dedicated my life to health and fitness and really just to get people healthy again. And I just see so many benefits, not just like the health benefits of why people need to implement more physical activity, but just like the other benefits that people maybe don't realize or don't think about as far as when you live a healthier life, you know, that improves your confidence and improves so many more aspects than just your you know,
yeah.
actual physical health, you know. It helps deal with stress. It helps deal with, you know, problem resolution when you're dealing with something that you need to solve. Like, your health is usually the first thing to go. You know, you kind of give up eating right or exercising when you're stressed out. So I just like helping people find that good path again to living a healthy lifestyle.
I have a good friend, and he just had a birthday, and I noticed that he was getting really fat. Mm. You know, belly, yeah. big body, and just getting fatty, a little older and everything. So I was telling him, you need to not let yourself go like that because you're getting fat and you're getting older. Mm-hmm. And after a while, you start having diseases yeah. and all kind of stuff. And he said, yeah, you're right. But he's like working a lot. He go to work or something real early, and then he date a lot. And, well, not, I don't know, date a lot, but he date. During the weekday. You're not supposed to date during the weekday. You're just supposed to date.
Is it on the weekends?
On the weekends, so
that
you can rest.
That's a strategy, yeah.
So you can rest during the weekday. But he said that he felt that I was right, mm-hmm. and he used to be into working out. And when he said he felt tired now, he really didn't feel like working out. How does one get that motivation back to get back into working out?
I think that's like the biggest thing. I know, like, we could talk about different strategies about like health and wellness and about what diet, what exercise, but it comes down to like the behavior things. How do you get someone to change their behavior
yeah.
and to commit to, you know, working out or whatever your physical activity preference is? So my list of how to overcome lack of motivation. The first thing is action leads to motivation. A lot of people think that you have to get motivated first to you know, start
oh,
the action.
Yeah.
But it's the other way around. You'll get motivated once you take action.
Serious. That is so true.
So I always believe that take action first, then the motivation will come. Then you'll lead to more action. But if you're waiting for motivation first to inspire you to take action, then you're going to miss that train. You're going to miss that ride because it's going to fluctuate. But if you just commit to action, that's the only thing you can control, right?
Just
taking action. So taking action is probably my top thing. Then scheduling actual time in your schedule, that's huge. Like, you can have great intentions, but unless you put it into your daily planner or however you like to schedule your, you know, your tasks for the day, you have to allot time in your schedule to work out or be physically active. Another good thing is just spend 50 minutes a day on something you've been procrastinating on, you know? So it doesn't mean like, oh, like people kind of look at it as like it's a dreadful task, gonna take hours, it's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Just look at it as like 15 minutes a day. Like, look at it as that and nothing else beyond it. Then you'll see yourself realizing, okay, it's not so bad. I could do it. Just committing 15 minutes a day to a task that you've been procrastinating towards, that's super helpful into like overcoming those like days where you just don't feel like doing it.
You're right about that. Once you start doing it, it makes you want to do it more. I saw a lady, I know this woman that worked at the post office. Mm-hmm. And really, I know, you know, I've been seeing her there. She's been servicing me, helping me with service, not servicing me.
Good cleanup thing.
And she was real fat, big fat black lady. Uh-huh. And then I had seen her for a while, and she's back, and she lost weight. She looked younger and better. Mm-hmm. How come fat people look old?
I mean, I don't know, old, but just feeling older. Better and looking better. It just does. It puts people notice it. Like, it's not about just the weight, right? Like,
right.
You notice about maybe her aura around.
Yeah,
her.
Everything seemed different.
Yeah, I mean,
she looked younger. She has more energy. She seemed to be more energized, and she's friendlier. But she looked better. I told her, I said, wow, you look younger. You look better. Right. You don't look fat and old.
I'm sure you didn't say it quite like that, but.
No, I did. Yeah. And she laughed.
But it does do something for, like, just stuff that you can't put your finger on, but I've seen it over and over again.
Yeah.
It puts a pep into your step when you just take your physical activity and your health a little bit more serious and taking action plans towards it. Stuff like that always happens.
You went to school for this, right?
Yes, the schooling definitely helped. I did get my bachelor's and associates in just the science of how the body responds to exercise, and that helps. But what's helped more is my experience in the field working with different profiles of people.
It definitely helped that you when you teach.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about it, you know the body well, so you know how to work whatever.
Yeah.
You can look at a person and you can tell what they need. And you know how to put the work out thing together and make it work for them.
You know, there's definitely principles in science that helps people, you know, put together programs. But we just have to know that every person's different. And I don't care how much studying you've done, you know, it's really about, you know, meshing well with people and knowing what they need for that specific person and not taking the same approach and forcing people to, you know, into that profile.
Right, because everybody don't need the same kind of workout, right?
Generally, they most people need a lot of the same things, but you have to know how to customize it for that person.
I know, yeah. You're doing a good job
important.
Of that. We have a D-Loud question for Jason. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Yes, want me to read it?
Yeah.
D-Live question for Jason. Any experience with sciatica pain?
Sciatica pain, yeah. I suffered from that pretty bad back in, like, what was it, about 2013?
What is it?
Sciatica is a condition, but we have a sciatic nerve down our back that goes all the way down to our foot.
Uh-huh.
And usually people who are really tight in their hips or tight in their backs, like, that nerve will get, like, pinched, and it sends, like, almost like a shocking pain, like, down your back. So a lot of people wonder, like, how can they overcome it? It almost feels like it's debilitating. Like, when you have that pain flare up, it's super painful. So what's helped me is mobility and flexibility. You need to be mobile and flexible around your hips. That'll help with it. It doesn't mean they'll cure it outright, but that will bring a lot of alleviation if you're having really bad sciatic pain. Some people may have heard of, like, other, like, remedies as far as, like, a TENS unit. It's like honestly, it's like a machine that you can use and put on your back, and it'll send, like, these signals to help. That only treats the symptoms. That won't cure it. So my suggestion is to, you know, be mobile and flexible around your hip and then your back.
You said you had it for a while?
Yeah. And, like, in 2013 when I was living in New York, I don't like going to the doctor for general checkup, but, like, if there's something for pain, I usually think that I can just get over it and I don't like to go to the doctor. But this made me, like, stop in my track and go book an appointment with a chiropractor, and he definitely helped me out and gave me some stretches.
How did you get it? What caused it?
For me personally, I had a bulging disc in my back that was, like, pressing on that nerve. So it was so small, but it was just directly on that nerve, and it was causing, like, a lot of pain. And I know a lot of people that suffer from it for other reasons, but it's super common.
And once you get rid of it, is it gone for good?
I mean, from where I was then till now, it's like night and day. But I have to stay on top of it, right? Like, I have to do these stretches and stuff, like, daily. And I just feel better overall. So, like, once you find a path to help you, you know, get over it, you have to make it part of your lifestyle.
So it's not like a back pain, all right? It's not the same as hurting your back.
I mean, it's not as, like, that. I think the most common back pain may be, like, stiffness, stuff like that. This is not that. It's more of like a, it's more like a shocking sensation. Oh, and it could be in your back, but it could literally travel down from your back all the way down to your toes. So it's like a nerve that travels down the side of your body. So it could be anywhere along that path.
A lot of the guys at the gym, they at this gym that I go to, they put energy workout stuff in a bottle. They shake it up and they drink it, mm-hmm. so they can have energy to work out. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Like, if you're talking about, like, pre-workout, like, I personally, I don't think the masses need that. Like, I don't need a pre-workout. If I'm lifting, like, really heavy, and if I was, like, a bodybuilder, and I have to get, like, super amped to lift something really heavy, then, okay, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't think most people need it. You know, and there's a demographic of people that should stay away from it, especially like nursing women or women that are pregnant or anything like that. They should definitely not take any pre-workout, but it's fine to take. I just don't think most people need it.
That energy drink that they drink?
Well, if you're talking about pre-workout, if it's just like a Red Bull or something like that, then that's fine. But like, there's certain like what we call pre-workout that'll give you energy. It's high in caffeine.
Lot of the young guys are doing that.
If nothing's wrong with it. Like, I've tried it in the past, but it's something that, like, I don't like to use for a long time just because, like, it gives you so much more energy, like, than you're used to. Like, I don't always want to feel like that. Like, if you take it late at night, too, you might have trouble sleeping because you're basically just, like, wired for a good amount of time.
Let's go to Sarah out of North Carolina. Sarah, you're on with Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I had a question. I had a baby a year ago, and it seems like my abdominal muscles are not being repaired. Mm-hmm. I've looked up videos. I looked up things to do. What would you recommend, and should I just start engaging the muscles?
Yeah, well.
Or should I just keep trying to work on it and wait until they come back together?
I was going to lean you towards that direction. I mean, obviously having a baby will honestly like have a great effect on your abdominal wall. So, and a year out isn't a lot of time. So I think your first course of action is to be patient and to really look at a different, you know, I don't know exactly how you're trying to repair your abs through strength training, but there's a lot of exercises out there. If you reach out to me on my email or my website, I'll send you some great exercises that'll help with that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
What is your website?
LiveInspireTransform.com. There's a section there under contact. You can just drop me a message, and I'll be sure to send you some good abdominal exercises.
So it's LiveInspireTransform.com?
LiveInspireTransform.com. Okay. And Jesse will have it up on the screen as well.
Yeah, we'll have it up. And it's on our website, too, I think. If not, it will be. But we'll put it up. You put it up, Daryl?
It's up there right now, yep.
I don't see it.
Right there. You see it at the bottom.
Oh, there it is. I see it.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. I noticed that I saw a pregnant woman at the gym the other day. Yeah. And she had a little top thing on and a little tight and all her belly hanging out.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
Well, that's
but,
gross.
Huh?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's hard to keep it in a shirt.
No, they should make pregnant clothes.
True.
Like they used to do when women were
they
decent.
They still have that.
When the women need to put them on. Somebody need to tell the lady because it's gross seeing a fat belly hanging out with a baby in it. But she had the bar on her back and she was doing
like squats. She's just fully working out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Should a pregnant woman work out like
that?
Good
question. If you're accustomed to working out, then yes, you can work out basically all through pregnancy. But if you haven't like built that, if it hasn't been a part of your life prior to pregnancy, don't start a new regimen after you get pregnant. Like, if you've been doing it, it's okay. If you haven't, stay away from it until after you have the baby.
And why is that?
It's just not a good idea to to start a regimen, like, if you haven't done it. But if you have, it actually can, doesn't mean that it necessarily will, but it can help you through labor if you are active throughout your pregnancy.
I was surprised to see her doing the bar on the back and,
It kind of, like, I'm saying with you, I remember back in college, my nutrition teacher, she was fully, like, pregnant, maybe, like, 8 or 9 months out, and she was, like, sprinting on a treadmill, and I was just, like, looking at her. This is when I was learning more about stuff, then I learned that, like, it actually can help you with the labor, and I've had other women who I trained through pregnancy, and as they were training, they said, like, when they had their baby, like, the baby just popped out, and it was a easier labor, easier delivery.
So amazing.
There's benefits.
James, ask Nick, is Steve for Jason, because we ran out of time, and Nick take a long time to put the information in. He's not. Oh, okay. Well, how can people check you out, get in touch, because you work with people around the world.
Around the world. So what I love now is my online program. So it's at liveinspiretransform.com.
You say it too fast.
Sorry, live. I'm so excited. Liveinspiretransform.com. Sorry. Yeah. Liveinspiretransform.com. I have a 30-day program for people who just want to, you know, kickstart their health and wellness. Maybe they're not committed to, like, having something so, you know, meticulous. So it's just really 30 days of physical activity, from walking to stretches, something to kind of ease you back into it. Also, I have, like, if you have a gym membership and you really want to focus and fine-tune your efforts towards your goals, then we can talk about a more of a structured, customized program. That's my 12-week program. Both of them are on my website at liveinspiretransform.com.
Jason, the last question. Before, how important it is to stretch before and after workout?
Before or after, maybe more so after, it is super important, especially us guys. We get tight, and tightness can lead to those back pains. Like I had my sciatica was almost directly related to how tight I was. And right. I didn't really know why I was getting this back pain. Then when my doctor checked me out, he's like, dude, you are super tight. And like it just like kind of like opened, like I kind of saw myself, you know. So I was like, okay. So I worked on it, and like, you'll be surprised how these common aches and pains that we have will go away
right.
if you work on your mobility and flexibility. I know we don't like to stretch, but it's
right.
super.
I was about to say.
I know. I get it. I don't like to stretch either. But once I knew it was either stretching or pain, I had no decision to make after that. I knew what it was.
JC has a question for you out of Texas. JC, you're on with Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So I got a question. I'm just turning 33.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get a little older now. So what's a good replacement for testosterone for males that, because I think it's a study given that average male starts losing his testosterone, natural testosterone levels, like around 30.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are supplements. Yeah. I mean, there are supplements out there. You could do your research on which ones that, you know, are out there. But honestly, some of the staple exercises like deadlifts and squats do help with testosterone. It may not spike it as much as a supplement, but just exercising, lifting weights will and help can help with testosterone.
Are you fat, JC?
Not fat.
How do you know you're having, how do you know you need?
That's a good question.
How do you know you're losing it or need it? What are the signs for that? Testosterone. How do you know you need that? I mean, you're losing it.
How do I know?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't. It's just something that I've heard. You know, they're promoting it all the time.
Yeah.
On TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a bunch of baloney because it might be a mental thing.
He makes a good point. I hear that a lot about the testosterone, and then they advertise it, and it makes you think you need it.
You know, no, this is actually great. But, no, we do, as men, like, taper off in testosterone. We're not going to have, you know, as high amount of testosterone as, like, an 18-, 19-year-old. But does it mean that you need to replace your testosterone just because, you see an ad. And I do feel like that. You see it more prevalent on TV nowadays, you know. Yeah. But if you really don't have a real reason for it and you feel fine, I would just recommend exercise, lifting weights, and that'll help with it. That in some regards. I don't necessarily think you need to just get on the supplement bandwagon.
Thank you, JC.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
What is testosterone? What's the purpose of it?
I mean,
what is it? How do you know if you have it or not?
I mean, you're a male. You're gonna have it. You know.
How do you know? What are the signs that you have some good testosterone?
The signs?
Or you don't have it?
I don't think you can rely on one sign. You know, if you're a man, you're going to have more testosterone. Women are going to have a little bit more estrogen. Those are just the hormones that males and females have inherently.
What does it do?
It's related to strength. It's related to a lot of, like, physical stuff, you know. But women have it as well, but just not in the amount that men have it. It's kind of what makes you a man, if you want to say that.
Is it like in the body?
Yeah, it's in the body.
It's in the blood?
It's in the blood. It's in the muscles. It's, yes.
And so if you don't have it, would you know you don't have
it? It's impossible that you don't have it, put it that way.
Oh, I mean,
you may be
they're making it such a big deal.
You may be running low, per se, but there's no men out here or anyone really, even women, that have no testosterone.
I want to get to Canada. First time caller out of Canada. Justin, you're on with Jason. We're running out of time, but go ahead, buddy.
Hi, Jason. How are you? I have a really quick question.
Yes.
In regard to the app workout, like I've been working out for a while, like I always do, but I never get the exact six pack that I want.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about a six pack, like your abdominal area?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really related to your percent body fat. So it's going to be a lot about your diet. So a lot of times, I don't know if you're really just trying to go about it through exercise, which that would help only a small amount. It's really going to be about your diet and your percent body fat and how to lower it so your abs can really
turn your radio off, Justin, or down or something. All right.
Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah. We lost him.
Okay.
Dave, real fast, Dave, for first time caller out of New York for Jason. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to know from your guest, what's the quickest and best way to get rid of love handles? It's been a problem all my adult life.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Dave. Just hold on 1 minute break. I'm right at the break. Don't hang up. And Jason, I'll let you wind up with that. And then back in a moment, folks. Break time, bottom of the hour. All right, we're winding down with Jason here. I want to go back to, then I want to update you on the bond building, movement building fund, whatever we call it. So, Dave, first time call out of New York. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, thank you, Dave. And your question, repeat your question for me, Dave.
Yeah, love handles have been a problem all my adult life, and I was wondering what the quickest and just sort of the naked truth of how I'm going to get rid of those.
Right on.
I like that, the naked truth. Honestly, physical activity is going to help, but to get the best results, I don't know how much, like, it's really going to be about your percent body fat, and to get that down, it's going to be through your diet, through how you're eating, you know. So if you have improved your eating or really take a step forward in that, that's going to be your quickest way to do it, because exercise is going to help with the muscle that's underneath it. But if you don't change the way you eat, it's going to stick around. So can you give me an overview quickly on, like, how you eat, or, like, how do you overall grade your nutrition?
Yeah, I have a weakness for carbs. Mm-hmm. I get fruits and salads in every day, but and I love a good steak. But, you know, at the end of the day, a bag of chips is a pretty big temptation, or a box of Triscuits or something like that.
I get that. What about your physical activity? Are you physically active at this point?
Yeah, I like to run. I like to lift weights.
Okay.
I used to box. They used to call my love handles power biscuits when in the gym.
There you go.
If
I can make one recommendation for you, like, you know, the carbs, we'll call them that, like the pastas, the breads, or rice, if you could kind of rearrange them to where you're only eating them directly following a workout, you'll consume them less, which will help with your caloric intake, and you'll be eating them at a time that your body will benefit them the most. And so it kind of like helps you intake it less. And when you do intake it, it's going in the right direction. And I think that will really help you out towards your goals.
All right, I'll give it a try. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Jesse, I love you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye now. Joel, you say men should not call them love handles?
Right.
Why
right.
not?
You don't seem manly.
What should they call them?
Nick referred bro handles to something.
Bro handles. I like bro that, handles. Actually.
Where did the name love handle come from?
I don't know.
That's fat things on the side,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just heard. I've never called them that. But, yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it mentioned a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Love handles.
That's amazing. So tell people how to get you again. And I know you work with people around the world.
Yeah.
And if you people are not happy with Jason that I refer, let me know so I can do something.
LiveInspireTransform.com. You can also subscribe to my newsletter. I'm going to start dropping content at least biweekly just to give people, you know, the truth behind, you know, how to get to where they're going and not no gimmicks. I'm not trying to promote any brand. It's just, you know, like how the last caller said, the naked truth.
James say the purpose of love handle is when you have sex, you have something to grab.
I didn't want to say it, but he said that. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking a little bit. I think that's where the term came from.
Oh, really?
I think. It makes sense. Love handles, right?
That's funny. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you coming in, man. And check him out, folks. You will not. Anywhere around the world, everybody and their mama, you will not regret it, really. And if so, let me know. So far, everyone that have listened to this show and found Jason, they've been very, very satisfied with him. So I wouldn't recommend him if he were not helping me, if it wasn't working. I only recommend what I know it works. All right? So check him out. Love, inspire.
Do you think about love handles?
Oh, yeah.
LiveInspireTransform.com.
And once you LiveInspireTransform.com, you're going to love it.
You
Transform.com. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Appreciate it.